welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I turn the music up. I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light. Maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
Excuses for not knowing what's going on if you're listening with a plum or an orange, if you will. Get that play on words. Woo-hoo. I'm on it today.
You are on it.
DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So for Jennifer, the comments from Donald Trump aside the other night about the global warming problem being a Chinese hoax, I think I'm going to put it probably a little differently than that. There is mocking that goes on of global warming, and there are questions about whether it is what people say that it is, but there's no question that things are changing in the atmosphere. So whether it's us or whether it's Mother Nature, I don't see that it makes much difference. I don't get involved in most of the rigmarole that comes out of, I think, people who discuss things like that. Rigmarole and rigor mortis are the two most of the words are carefully and cleverly connected, as rigor mortis will set into your brain if you feel or keep following these stories. There is, however, something going on. No question about that. So the winters that we had the last couple of years, last year wasn't so bad in New England and the Northeast. This year is supposed to be horrible like it was a couple of years ago, according to much of the research. But what's more important, the West Coast, Jen, well, maybe they're both, I mean, there's East Coast, West Coast, and then what's in between. The West Coast can expect warm winters for the rest of the century. Warmer now. Yesterday it was 107, my son told me.
I need some rain.
Wow.
What was temperature where you were on the other side of the hill?
I don't think it was 107 yesterday. I think it was probably about, I don't know, it wasn't even in a, it didn't hit 100 where I was, but it was in the 90s and definitely dry and warm, and there's that wind and that fire danger.
Well, September is like that though. September is traditionally the warmest month on the West Coast. At least that's my experience. Anyway,
yeah, it always gets, you know, we had a couple of weeks of really nice, almost it would feel like fall. There was a little bit of fall in the air, and then all of a sudden, whammo, more heat. But you know, that's pretty typical. September is always pretty warm here.
So researchers on the other side observing what they call a North American winter temperature dip hole. Really?
Oh, I know about the dip hole.
What about the what do they call that a couple of years ago? Is the something the The Express, wasn't the Montreal Express. What do they call it? Polar's Vortex?
Pineapple.
Yeah. The Polar Vortex. No, that was that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what caused the East Coast winters and the heavy snowstorm and that sort of thing, sub-zero temperatures. I remember when I decided I had to get rid of the cows, it was 31 degrees below zero, 37 degrees below zero in the mornings with the wind at 35, 40, 45 miles an hour. And the snow was 11, 12 feet deep. I just said, okay, we've had enough, because the cows were dying, freezing. Mm-hmm. Parts of their body were freezing off. It was horrible. So anyway, and there are people, some people, whether they're credible or not, who say the East Coast is going to have that kind of a winter again this year. So Jennifer, you can be sure I'll be out there enjoying
the additional
with you.
Heat. Yeah.
That Florida someplace. Anyway,
I'll just be freezing.
Yeah, you'll be freezing.
Come for a visit.
Yeah. Yes.
So is this sort of who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Or is there something here and do we need to, I don't know what you do about this stuff. Make sure that everything that's a part of your heating system is functioning well, and now's the time to do it. Don't wait until the first freezing sub-zero circumstance. This is the kind of stuff that you think about now. Have your heating system checked, cleaned out, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, and make sure that it's functional. And if you've got, you know, you got to have plenty of oil in the, if you use oil heat, make sure the gas stuff is all, it's just things like that that are practical and valuable to do, I believe, anyway. I don't believe that I'm alone in that.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in five Olympic Games, winning four gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
There's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know those commercials on TV are manipulating you? Here's the semiotic science of it. You may think you understand commercials, but they silently manipulate. The more a company advertises a product, the more you see it, the more you expect to see it, and the more you conclude, hey, it's a great product. I see it all the time.
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
It doesn't matter if the product is poor, ineffective, and basically worthless. Your brain will assume that since you see it so much, it must be great.
Yep, you know. Your oats, you too will go for the power breakfast Cheerios.
What's the cheap psych trick? Maybe you ought to ask yourself, if it's that good, why do they advertise it so much? Maybe it's a trick just to part a sucker from his cash. Maybe you don't really need that product at all. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
All right, quarter after the hour here. Join us for an overview of what's going on to help moms who have breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Matter of fact, speaking of moms, we have the two founders of the Moms radio program on Sirius XM, Denise Albert and Melissa Musin-Kirstein. The Moms, well, let's talk about the Moms multimedia company first. Melissa, do you want to handle that? Just a quick awareness so people know what it is that you are doing.
We started this company around the conversation around motherhood and parenting, and we do various things. We host Mamarazzi events, we host the SiriusXM show, and we love reaching other families across the country.
Mamarazzi. We got to have a few seconds on that. Mm-hmm. Mamarazzi.
Sure.
Help us.
Sure. It's where we bring together influential moms and dads and women, and we can screen films, or we will have a celebrity come and talk about their new book. We recently hosted Jamie Lee Curtis and recently hosted Kristen Chenoweth with Warriors in Pink, and we talk about what impacts families and women and moms today, and we take that content and we repurpose that on our SiriusXM show, where we have a national audience that can listen, or you can tweet in a question if you're not actually at the event, and you can participate and watch it on Facebook Live. In fact, if you go to our Facebook page from yesterday, you can see our Warriors in Pink event with Kristen Chenoweth.
All right, so the Warriors in Pink provides assistance in what way to breast cancer patients?
Well, hi, it's Denise. Warriors in Pink is Ford Motor Company's initiative to help fight breast cancer. And this is very near and dear to us, as I am currently in treatment for breast cancer. And so it's really incredible to work with this program and help share their messages. And what they do is, after 22 years in the fight, Warriors in Pink has dedicated more than $130 million to research, education, and patient resources. And so they have partnerships with a lot of different companies to expand all of their support services by sharing more good days. So you can go online to FordCares.com to see what they do, but very specifically to people like myself who are going through treatment, you can choose Green Chef, which is a organic meal delivery kit, and they are delivering over 1,000 organic meal kits to breast cancer patients. They have Cleaning for a Reason, which is a nonprofit organization that provides free home cleanings to patients undergoing treatment. So they have so many different services that, like I said, is so beneficial to women and men going through breast cancer treatment.
So, Denise, how are you doing? We wish you well. I hear you. I know my sister had breast cancer and was able to overcome it. My former wife had breast cancer, stage four, as a matter of fact, for 21 years.
Wow.
And it was 2011 when she died. But there are a lot of people who work through this and with good support, they seem to come out well on the other side, and that's certainly what we would wish for you. So many people, isn't it distressing for you? So many people are going through this.
Well, yes, and the fact that you obviously have such close ties also is really why we're doing this with Ford's Warriors in Pink, because it really does affect everybody.
What is it? One in three women.
I think it's one in eight. It's one in eight women, and so
too many, no matter how many. What the number is? Yeah.
Yep.
It is too many.
Right, whatever. It was too many.
But it is one in eight, and so it does affect everybody. So, like I said, I've been very public about my journey, really, because we want to share our story, because really, by sharing, it helps other people. And so that's what we're here to do.
You know what people want to know? And maybe quickly we can go through the numbers here. When people give to something like this, they want to know that all or most of the money is going to go to the situation that they're contributing to. And I think from what I gather here, one of the reasons that I wanted to have this story on the air is because all the money actually goes to the work that needs to be done for research and support. Is that right? Am I right on that?
That is right. 100% of the money goes to the support, the research, the education, and these resources. And like I said, you can go on to FordCares.com to see exactly how you can help a breast cancer patient, which is really the most important thing, because, you know, it's just you want to continue to have good days. And that's what we're here trying to do for ourselves and for other women and men who are affected.
Mm-hmm.
Are these services for some cancer patients who maybe can't afford a lot of these things? Are these subsidized or are they free?
Yes, they are free. And again, if you go to FordCares.com, you can learn all about Meal Train, Green Chef, Cleaning for a Reason, A Little Easier Recovery, and all these services are to help families, whether you are assisting someone who's fighting or whether you're in the fight yourself. I wish I had known more about it when my mother and sister were going through this.
Denise Albert and Melissa Musin-Gerstein, thank you for being here.